Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the Texans play the Dolphins on Sunday this week. Week 12, trying to raise their record to 2-8-1. Even if they win, they will still be picking first in the draft. There's a two-win cushion right now for the Houston Texans and the first pick in the draft. So I don't anticipate them winning this game on Sunday. I would imagine a lot of you probably feel similarly. It's a game with a big spread, and that's okay.
Although, I mean, the Dolphins are the very team that made a business of upsetting a superior Patriots team. So you need no better. You don't need to look very far to find upsets of superior teams when you talk about the Dolphins.
That's right.
It happens every year. A really good team gets upended by a really bad team.
As a much bigger underdog than the Texans, if I recall, those Dolphins in 2019 were a 17.5 point underdog.
Sean, I myself went into Miami in 2003. With my teammates, and I think we were
by yourself.
14 point. I took them out single handedly.
That's right, William Wallace.
I think we were 14 point underdogs.
I remember that. Yes,
greater.
Yeah,
it was one of the biggest upsets in NFL history.
Yep.
In my mind, I don't know.
I would love to see you doing like interviews on Radio Row at Super Bowl, and you're like, well, I was part of one of the biggest upsets in the history of the league. And they're like, when was that? Was that like in the AFC title game? Were you part of a Super Bowl? No, week three of 2004 or whenever it was.
In the last 10 years, the biggest upsets have all been 13.5 points or more.
Yep.
Including the Dolphins beat the Falcons when they were 14-point underdogs.
Wow.
So an 11.5 point spread is kind of paltry, really.
You said this earlier. It feels a little low. Honestly, this Dolphins team has so much firepower.
The Texans have a knack for keeping things close, playing bend but don't break defense, being a run heavy offense, and teams just flat out saying, "Hey, we're just going to play it nice and vanilla. We're going to go complete missionary style here and just get her done." And that's what they do. So
this,
I look disgusted with that.
But this doesn't – oh, sorry. But this doesn't –
like you were thinking of Mike McDaniel in the act or something.
So the okay. Texans are coming in and, you know, we're just doing missionary with them. You know, it's just like as long as we cover the 11.5, you know.
My biggest hope is that Mike McDaniel ends up not being good, kind of for the same reason maybe Cody Bellinger fell off from being a little too that dude.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is that what everybody thinks? Everybody thinks Cody Bellinger just like. I'm not saying it's true, right?
No.
But, like, I got to think that a lot of people figure, like, okay, he's imbibing too much or something.
That's
right?
The generalization, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
All right, but let's do this. So if you're a Texan fan who's having trouble working up sufficient hatred for the Miami Dolphins, we usually do this on Fridays, but today is sort of it's a semi-Friday. For me, it is, at least. Semi-Friday!
Semi-win.
Five Reasons I Hate You, Miami Dolphins edition. Here we go. Number five, the 1972 Dolphins and what's left of them. It feels like we lose a few of them every year.
Yeah.
they can take their champagne popping, champagne toasting asses and just go away. Every year when the final undefeated team loses its first game, we see all these old coots from the 1972 Dolphins.
Coots.
Popping champagne. And now it's probably prune juice because they're all so old. So go away. I've always hated the 72 Dolphins. So mad at the 2007 Patriots that they lost to Eli in the Super Bowl.
I wonder, did Nick Bonacotti recently pass away?
I think he did, yeah.
I think he did. He seemed to be like one of the main dudes for that.
I liked him. I liked him okay.
But he was like, so I wonder if maybe, let's see, the 1972 Dolphins pop champagne November 15th, 2022. That was after they. So they did it. Looks like they might have done it from the comfort of their own homes. Larry Zonka tweeted something out with his shot. Now they can all do it via Zoom. It's probably nice. So, okay. So, I'm not going to say smack about. I'm not going to talk smack about Larry Zonka, but you go ahead, Sean. I didn't know he was on Twitter. I'm going to DM him and tell him.
You're going to rat me out to Larry Zonka?
I think he's a bum. Yeah.
All right. Number four.
Yeah, Larry. How about this? Larry Zonka. Another reason to hate them, the 72 Dolphins. How the hell do you have a name like Larry Zonka and your Twitter handle is Larry_Zonka39? Are you going to tell me Larry Zonka wasn't available?
Right, right. With 39 after it. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? Okay, so number five, I hate the 72 Dolphins. Number four, five reasons I hate you, Dolphins edition. Stephen Ross, their owner, doesn't even know how to tamper properly. Like, just, hey, let's invite Tom Brady to my boat. Let's just tamper with Sean Payton, who's still under contract to the Saints. He cost his team a first-round pick. Billionaires that don't even know how to tamper right, man. Just Stephen Ross, and there's all kinds of other chicanery with Stephen Ross going on, and allegedly offering to pay Brian Flores to lose games. Do we know if that's true? Stephen Ross said, "I was just joking." I don't know. You don't strike me as a dude with a great sense of humor. Maybe you need to make it more clear that you're joking next time, old Rossi.
Yeah. Plus, he owns SoulCycle. That feels a little too yuppie-ish, a little too pompous for me.
SoulCycle. What is that?
It's where you go. This is the difference. SoulCycle, you go to a club and you find your inner you and your why, and you exceed and maximize your. It's all that stuff.
Oh, God. You know? That sounds like a lot of
You're going to go empower yourself by riding on a bike at SoulCycle.
Okay. Yeah. I'd just rather go to a bar if it's me.
There is one right behind your favorite bar, actually.
Oh, yeah?
There's a SoulCycle there on, I think it's on Kirby.
Oh, like, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll go check it out. after I go drink a few Yellow Rose whiskeys, yes. Stephen, and by the way, Stephen Ross, because you fired Brian Flores and he files a lawsuit, the Texans get all swept up in that too. The Texans catch some friendly fire on this, not even friendly, some shrapnel from this Brian Flores lawsuit.
Not to mention our old friend. Remember the add-in receiver in the Laremy Tunsil trade?
Kenny Stills,
who for a while we were trying to optimistically frame as a second-round trade for Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
He didn't like Stephen Ross either.
No,
yeah.
No.
Remember that?
Take that. Yep, I do. Number three, five reasons I hate you. I mean, this is just getting on somebody because they got over on your team. I hate that they turned the Laremy Tunsil haul into like six first-round picks. Yeah. Like, they made the Laremy Tunsil trade. This is really just me hating general manager William O'Brien. Not the person, the general manager persona of Bill O'Brien that traded all these picks for Laremy Tunsil. There is a graphic that they have, Seth, of just the butterfly effect of the Laremy Tunsil trade and all the things that they've turned those two first-round picks into. That is so ridiculous. Like, it's crazy.
It's been part of, like, not completely and totally, but some of those picks have turned into, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Bradley Chubb.
Yes.
Like, those are all parts of, well, The 21 pick was packaged to trade up for Jalen Waddle. The 22 pick was sent to the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill. The 23 pick was sent to the Broncos for Bradley Chubb.
That's how you do it, man. You get those first-round picks, and then your team is good enough to where you actually go get some assets that have a high degree of predictability.
So I like Laremy Tunsil. I feel like he's turned over a new leaf this season. He seems like a genuine team leader. And yet, if you ask me, hey, Seth, what would you rather have? Newly leadership position Laremy Tunsil or Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Bradley Chubb?
Mm.
I'm sorry, Laremy. Yeah. I admire all of your intangibles. I feel like Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Bradley Chubb would actually be better for the Texans
right
now.
Bill O'Brien, the general manager, just so bad. All right, that was number three. Number two, Tyreek Hill, good player, podcast quitter is what he is. Remember the old podcast? It needed to be said. Remember, most famously, Tyreek Hill talking about how Tua is the most accurate passer in the NFL, even more accurate than Tyreek Hill's old quarterback, the best player in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes.
Who got the strongest arm? Tua or Pat Mahomes? Tua or Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, like, I'm going to go with 1-5 as the strongest arm, but as far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day.
So which one would you rather have? The deep ball where you got to scramble around the field to try to go find it? Or do you want that accuracy to hit you right in the bread basket on the run?
I want it to hit me right in the bread basket just like I did in the Buffalo Bills game and take it 70. And the rest is history.
And again, this is not a shot at anybody.
Right.
This is just stuff that had to be said.
It needed to be said.
Okay.
It needed to be said.
Which ended after 10 episodes on August the 19th.
I love the way his co-host framed the question, too. Would you rather have a poorly thrown deep ball or a well-thrown short ball?
Great interview skills. Let's steer him right into the answer that I want. Although, hey, look, if you host a podcast, your goal is to get seen and heard and go viral and things like that.
Yeah,
his co-host was perfect because he led him right into the answer that got everybody all jazzed up about the It Needed to Be Said podcast.
What's the Dolphins' record right now?
7-3.
So they've got 7 games left to go?
They do.
Okay, so they are currently... So Tyreek Hill right now has 1,148 yards.
Wow, and he missed a game.
Yeah, I want to say that puts him on pace for 1,979 yards, if I remember that right. If I correct that. So he's on pace for 2,000 yards. In a 17-game season, which is still a whole lot of yardage.
No, no kidding.
That's crazy numbers. Yeah. That's nutso, my friend.
Yep.
I might have miscalculated that, but I think I'm right. Yeah, 1,979.
Wow. That's crazy. He's really good, man. He's going to be really tough for the Texans to stop, but he is a podcast quitter. Quitter, I say.
Ten episodes. You quit. It needed to be said, Tyreek.
Right. This needed to be said. Tyreek Hill, quitter. All right. Last one. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Miami Dolphins edition. Last one. Their mascot is a dolphin.
Yeah.
Dolphins,
a mammal.
Dolphins are like the puppies of the ocean. Like, they're super friendly. They're less dangerous than a damn jellyfish. That's my perception, at least.
And when they do get dangerous, they'll literally rape you. Like, that's it's all or nothing with them. Yeah, they'll sexually assault you. They're extremely sexual creatures. When you go to swim with the dolphins, the one thing they tell you is, like, just be very careful. Do not rub anywhere beneath its navel. They self-select. Like, they have to get rid of the aggressive ones. And then the problem is, though, you're there swimming with the dolphins, and there's, like, you know, a group of 4 drunk women on a bachelorette party who decide they're going to get frisky with the dolphins as a laugh. Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's terrifying, Sean.
Ugh.
Never been more scared in my life than those women were trying to tease this dolphin.
Have you ever had that happen to you with a dolphin?
I didn't know the 4 women, by the way. Yeah. No, God, no. Okay. They did a whole episode of King of the Hill about it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
20 dolphins? That's
not where I learned it, but yeah, there've been episodes. Oof. Or at least a episode.
Okay. Wow, dolphins actually literally rape people. That needed to be said.
Well, they'll try to rub up against them.
Yeah. Unwanted, though. Unwanted. At the very least, assault. Okay, well, that's another reason to hate the actual mammal, the dolphin. I hated them just because I thought they were a docile creature that doesn't deserve to be a mascot of an NFL team, evidently. Dolphins have a side, evidently, that I was not aware of.
Yeah. Yes, their sexual behavior is concerning and much discussed.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. That's from The Atlantic.
Deshaun Watson definitely should have been traded to the Dolphins then, for sure.
Ugh, gosh. That was an option for a little while.
It was, yeah. It was. And that didn't even make the cut for Five Reasons I Hate You. Hey, personal growth right here, all right? Are you guys proud of me that we're doing the Miami Dolphins Five Reasons I Hate You and that Mike McDaniel is not one of the five reasons? Remember how much I hated Mike McDaniel in the preseason because he tried to be funny? Every single question he got asked, he tried to turn it into a night at the improv. I actually like Mike McDaniel now. Personal growth did not make the five reasons I hate the Miami Dolphins. Yay me.
Nobody's saying that the Dolphins, what I said about Dolphins is incorrect. They're saying I shouldn't be saying it right now while the kids are out of school. I'm going to be honest with you, dude. If your kids can't handle, like, what happens in nature and sometimes in your front yard between consenting dogs, then that's on you, bro. That's on you.
I feel like we are pretty mindful on this show of when the kids are in the car. And now they're on vacation, so we got to worry that they're listening to all 4 hours of the show?
Yeah.
I got to worry that your kid who's on vacation is listening to Payne and Pendergast at 9:16 in the morning. Now, don't get me wrong. We would love to have any demographic. You're all welcome to come in. But sorry, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I'm not going to filter dolphin takes.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, animals in nature. Like you should know this. Yeah. Like, you know, it used to be kids would grow up on farms and they would know about what animals do in nature from the time they were like 3 years old. You just walk and you'd see it out. You'd see it all over the place. But now you got to shelter your kids until they're 27 years old.
Unbelievable.
They're going to be weirdos, man.
Yeah,
your kids are going to be weirdos, and it's going to be your fault. You're going to blame me, but they'll be listening to Payne and Pendergast from whatever halfway house they're in, all because you sheltered them too much, damn it.
The most educational show on the radio in this town right now is this show.
that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.